Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The New Orleans Saints announced this afternoon, or really this evening, that the team's first regular season home game will be played without fans, which I think was expected at this point, and yet disappointing nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, we disappointed, but I'm interested to see because a city like New Orleans, a city like Kansas City or Seattle, is there any flexibility as far as piped-in noise? How's the NFL going to legislate that? Because I know we have a home field advantage. Now, and we can figure out when the fans would cheer, when they might boo and all that. So, Zach, I'm kind of intrigued. I'm going to ask Dennis that. If they're working along those lines where you somewhat could have a dome field advantage, even without fans.
Well, we are joined now by Saints President Dennis Lauscher. And Dennis, we know you're busy and obviously a lot going on right now with everything that's happening in our community. But we appreciate the time. And, you know, I think, again, this is something that people expected to an extent. But talk a little bit about the process that you guys have gone through to try and create a safe environment in the Superdome.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me, Zach and Bobby. Bobby, I'm going to come back to your question because the answer is yes. But before we get that, to answer your question, Zach, I would tell you, you know, really since March 15th-ish, when we heard that, you know, we were actually canceling the Pelicans game, we really begin to focus and think not only about the Pelicans but about the Saints as well and what, you know, if we were in a position come the fall, you know, how could we be prepared? And we truly looked at it as a challenge and really was an all hands effort. And literally we very quickly, you know, put a team together, Ms. Benson put a team together and as it related to health and we worked very closely with ASM, the folks that run the Superdome and the arena. And we reached out to both of the leagues right away and said, hey, we really want to be on the tip of the spear as it relates to all these things, getting fans to come back to the game, reopening. And so we really have taken, you know, and really challenged our employees to really be a leader in this. You know, one of the interesting things is that, you know, we have ASM who runs 300 stadiums, so we knew that they were going to have to look at this very closely. We have Ochsner as one of our big partners, and we know that they were literally leading the country in COVID and COVID preparation. And you know, we like to think that we lead as well. So we really brought this team together, put an enormous amount of effort, and really came up with a plan. And I would tell you, not only does it beat and exceed all the requirements that the NFL has asked us to do, but really certainly exceeds the CDC requirements. It really was best in class across the board. And so we went and took that plan to the governor and to the mayor and presented the plan to both of them. And they were, you know, we set the plan, you know, in preparation for the meeting. You know, they were very prepared. They were extraordinarily engaged. They both know how much the Saints means to not only the city, but the state and the region. And our goal really was to let's see how we get fans back in the building. The reality, though, is our infection rates across the state and the region are very high. And, you know, the positive test ratios are also very high right now. And we also, I think, have to be realistic and look at, and I know the mayor said this as well, you know, with schools opening here over the course of the next week or so, how will that impact, if it impacts at all, you know, the positive rates that we'll see, you know, over the next couple of weeks. And so all those factors really went into us taking a very close look. And again, with health and safety, our number one priority, we decided together that we would probably, it'd be best for everyone that we wouldn't have fans for our first game. You know, the reality of it is, and I know you guys talk about this every once in a while because I hear you talking about it, is that it's not just Orleans Parish. Orleans Parish is doing very well right now. But 30% of our fans come from across the region. And across the region right now, we have some of the highest per capita infection rates in the country. So we got to get those numbers down if we want to allow folks to come to our game. You know, as far as what the plan looked like, you know, without going into too much details, we were certainly looking in some type of pod configuration. We had our analytics and business intelligence departments really map out the stadium in such a way so that we had the 6-foot distancing. We had, you know, your 6-foot distancing in restrooms and concession stands and gates, stage entrance, stage exit. I mean, again, the plan was and is extraordinarily thorough. And you know, when the infection rates get back down, then we'll, you know, roll out the plan and hopefully have fans come to our game.
Now, with Dennis, when I brought up right before you came on, as far as having the dome field advantage, you know, the Saints are in that number. I talked about Arrowhead in Kansas City and Seattle. Is that something you can have, even though no fans, I don't know, you can have crowd noise at the right time and maybe have a somewhat of a dome field advantage?
Yeah, Bobby, look, I mean, I think you've noticed this because I know you go to the games. I hope our fans have noticed this. Again, and I'm not just saying this or, you know, trying to get this in, but, you know, we have had, you know, the number one fan experience over the last 3 years. And part of that fan experience, I can tell you, has been absolute focus and paying attention to how the fans get involved in the game and how they can impact the game. And, you know, everything from, you know, how we come in and out of commercials, how, you know, what announcements are made during certain times of the game, what type of music is played. It's all 100% focused on getting the fans to crescendo at the right time when we're on defense or we needed a big play or anything like that. I would tell you, I seriously, and this is one of our tricks, I don't know of another team that probably puts as much emphasis on that as we do. So we see that as an absolute advantage in helping our team. We work closely with football operations. We get from them, you know, what's important to them, when certain things are important to them, and we implement that in our fan experience. So with that, you're absolutely right. You know, not having fans in the game is really a big disadvantage we're going to have because it's so important to us. Now, with that, the league, we have been in contact with the league. We're on some steering committees with the league. We're absolutely pushing the league to allow the teams to allow fans, whether virtually allow fans in, and certainly I think there will be some efforts to do that. How we do have the crowd noise, we're gonna basically have that. Even though the fans won't be there, our entire game day operations and game day staff will be there. We'll still have intros as much as we can. Intros. We will continue to have all the music. We'll continue to have all the lights, the videos, all of those other things. We'll continue to do that to give us that advantage.
Saints President Dennis Lauscha. Dennis, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it and look forward to more updates and maybe getting an opening eventually. Thank you.
Yep, thanks. Anytime, guys.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.